Dubai Eye
103.8. We are discussing the joys of buying secondhand, or at least I have the joys of buying secondhand. Do you do it? Or do you think it's a bit gross to own other people's things? And would you buy secondhand toys for your children? Or do you worry about hygiene issues? Would you wear secondhand clothes? Loads of people are texting in 4001, or you can download the free messenger app. Sina, what are people saying?
Ilan, thank you for your text. I buy home decorative items and designer bags secondhand, but would not buy clothing or functional items like kitchenware, bedding, etc. And Matthew's also texted in saying, I feel we too should have a free section in flea markets and near labor camps where people can recycle things instead of adding to pollution. Thank you very much. A great idea, Matthew.
That really is a great idea. There should be so much more of that. And there is this website called FreeCycle, which is massive in the US and the UK. And I think it's just sort of kicking off here. It's just getting started.
Oh, wow.
And it's a bit like eBay or, you know, or a messaging board or like Dubizzle. You just put a message up saying, I've got a bed, I don't want it anymore, come and pick it up. And people can just say, yeah, can I have it? And then they just come and take it away.
That's awesome. No money involved. No, everything's free.
Totally free. And it's not, there's no catch. You know, people aren't trying to, you know, when you turn up, they're like, oh, it's 100 dirhams. None of that. It is just totally free. Amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Now, I'm joined on the line by Megan Almarzouki, who has actually turned the secondhand vibe into something of a business, I suppose, in some ways. She's one of the two founders of Real Mums of Dubai Secondhand Souk. Hi, Megan. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Georgia. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. I'm very pleased to be speaking to someone who I presume is part of the secondhand secret crew. We're an underground society, a bit like Wombles if you grew up in the UK.
I like that, yeah.
So why do you think secondhand items are so popular?
I think they're so popular. A lot of people are struggling right now. The economy isn't great. You know, rents are going up, school fees are going up, salaries are staying the same, in some cases actually getting lower. And I think it's really hard, especially being a parent, speaking from, you know, from my situation. I have four kids, clothing them, sending them to school, feeding them isn't always the cheapest. So if I can save a little bit of money to put towards, you know, taking them out, I would rather buy a t-shirt that's, you know, being lovingly used and save that little bit of cash on the side. And I think a lot of parents feel that way right now.
For sure. I mean, I still buy all my children's clothes secondhand. And by the time I've only got two boys, but by the time they get to the second one, they do look a little bit tatty. But then they're only going to eat spaghetti bolognese and splash food all over it anyway.
Yeah. I think that, you know, personally for me, and I would hope that other mums would do the same, if you're going to sell secondhand items such as clothes or toys, you would sell them in a reasonably good condition.
Yeah.
I think that's important, especially coming from Real Mums. I think we have a lot of trust with our members and they trust each other implicitly that obviously the items are working order or, you know, a good clean kind of t-shirt.
Yeah, rather than the spike bowl one. And so what, yeah. What items are selling best in the group? Which ones are sort of like hot potatoes?
Honestly, everything.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly enough, everything. So the group's only about a year old. It branched off from Real Mums Dubai. And basically, we were getting so many sale item posts that it was just all the other important kind of advice posts were getting missed.
Yeah.
So we opened this about a year ago and we literally have everything from kids' clothing to, you know, maybe somebody's overbought the nappies and the child's grown out of them. So they have, you know, half a bag of open nappies.
Do you know, I've got a whole load of swimming nappies in one of my cupboards that I don't need anymore. Maybe I should sell them.
There you go. Flog them on the suitcase.
And two massive pots of Sudocrem. I obviously got totally overexcited when I was in the UK where it's cheaper. And honestly, I've got enough Sudocrem to cover a million
teething
babies.
Powder.
Yes, teething powder.
Teething powder is another popular one that people bring from the States or the UK. That is a surprisingly popular post.
There's a sort of secret sort of dealing market going on in teething powder among the mums, isn't there? And so, I mean, how many posts are you getting from sellers each day?
So we get approximately 3,000 a month.
Wow.
Which breaks down to an average about 750 a day, or a week, sorry.
My goodness, that's crazy. That is extraordinary. And so are people converting this into cash, or are they looking for, is it more like, is it free cycling, or is it making a bit of money?
No, we pretty much, we get some free posts, but I think it's more mums just trying to get a little bit back of what they spend. Like, here is very expensive. It's not like the UK or Europe, you know, you go into Primark and you get a t-shirt for a pound.
Yeah.
You don't get t-shirts here for 5 or 6 dirhams. And I think, you know, especially when you're buying for multiple children, it gets very expensive. So I think if you can make a little bit back of what you've spent for the next year of clothing, like, they grow fast.
Yeah.
Kids grow like weeds. So, you know, you buy a pair of shoes, 2 months later, they don't fit. If they're still in good condition, another mum who maybe doesn't want to buy brand new can use that. And then you can use that little bit of money to go towards the next size up. And so, I think that's kind of smart.
So, you know, what annoys me about out here is that none of the schools seem to have secondhand shops, whereas in the UK and also across Europe, that's just completely standard. And so I just bought a jumper for my son yesterday, which is, we all know they're going to wear for like a month tops. Yeah. And, you know, it was 250 dirhams. I was like, this is ridiculous. Ouch. I mean, there's no secondhand shops. We need to start a campaign for secondhand school uniform shops.
We get a lot of people selling off uniforms or giving them away for free if obviously the child has moved up in a grade or left school. And they're also surprisingly popular. But yeah, there's definitely, we get a lot of posts asking if there is secondhand clothes shops here for uniforms, but something that's been overlooked, sadly.
It has.
I agree with you.
We need a campaign. And so as a mum, what are the things that you wouldn't buy secondhand? Is there anything that you're like, no, that's too gross?
To be honest, I'm quite cheap. And if I can save money any way possible, probably very little I wouldn't buy. Underwear, obviously, would be one thing. Though I have seen people sell their nursing bras. A lot of mums have been very interested.
I'd buy a bikini as well. I'd buy a bikini or a swimming cosy, a maternity swimming cosy. I have no shame. I'd probably wash it at 60 degrees first, but I'd take it.
Yeah, I mean, why not? If it's in good working order, you know, you can sterilise it. I don't really see that there's a lot that I probably wouldn't buy secondhand.
Amazing. Megan, thank you so much for joining us. That's Megan Al-Mazrouki. She's one of the two founders of Real Mums of Dubai Secondhand Souk. Thank you very much for your time and your advice.
Can
people just join your Facebook site? How do they find it?
So they need to join Real Mums of Dubai first.
Okay.
Our souk page is exclusively for our members, so that obviously there's the trust kept there.
Yeah.
And then once they're on Real Mums of Dubai, if they apply to the secondhand souk, they're automatically accepted.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to
you.
Really, really
fair.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.